Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Steve Butella for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I discuss starting a new company and how much time it takes and some of the associated resources we think are needed. Jill, I love this topic. And heck, you know, while Landstay, our regular old land selling operation, is what, 17 plus years old? Land Academy is still very much in the startup stage, so I think this is a timely topic, and as usual, I think we're pretty qualified to discuss it. Mm-hmm. Hey, before we do, though, let's take a question from a caller.
Okay. Steven from Washington called in and asked, I've only ever used county tax rolls as data to send out mailers. Why is data to doorstep any better than the actual county assessor data?
What's data to doorstep?
What is data to doorstep?
I'm asking you.
I know what data to doorstep is. Data to doorstep is our brand new data and mailer bundled program. We have two levels. We have a membership level for our Land Academy members, and then we have a Rogue Pro level because we have a number of professionals out there, like real estate agents and things, that they just need the data and the mailer part. So they have a Rogue Pro.
We are a licensed provider of First American Titles data, the same data that they use to write title policies. We are not a list reseller, which everybody else is. We're going to actually have a podcast on that whole topic. So that Data to Doorstep is a product that Jill and I launched and developed and launched. Both of us personally launched it based on the requests we were getting from our Land Academy members. Mm-hmm. You log into a database, the same one that First American Title uses. It's online, and you choose the records that you want based on a bunch of instructional videos that I've produced and that are just, I guess, basically out there on the internet, not just mine, but any of them. Mm-hmm. You paste, choose a data set, and then you print it out, print out offers and wait for them to come back in the mail and buy some property super undervalued.
Mm-hmm.
That's my two cents. That's my description of the silliness that we just created.
Well, the question was, why is it different, by the way? How is it better? Well, because of the format. I mean, that's a whole nother podcast, but yeah. with Data to Doorstep, you could do this in a couple hours on a Sunday. You could sit, pull the data, merge it into a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
You know, upload it to our printer, and on Monday, they could be printing it out and putting your letters and your offers in the mail. I mean, that's the beauty of it versus the old way.
And what's the old way? I don't think, if I'm lucky, did you ever do the old way?
I've seen the old way, but I've never done the old way. I've heard about the stacks of reams of paper that you might have got, or you may, if you're lucky, you got on a CD / however, the way the CD was delivered, the data was delivered, it was a jumbled mess, and you had to decipher what it was. And then I've heard even horror stories that not all the property information that you needed was even on the CD, you know?
That's the big difference. I mean, my answer to the question is that the format that First American puts this data in, maybe I should start saying we put this data in. I don't know. First American's.
We put this data in.
First American, the way that they structure it. So every county is exactly the same. You know, so if you wanted to purchase data for Maricopa County, Arizona, which is where Phoenix is, you would get a data set. It's cost $50. You'd send it in. You get the data back, and it's just what Jill said, a jumbled mess. You'd have to decipher it. And then if you did it for, let's say, Park County, Colorado, you're going to get a CD, the same thing, but it's just going to be a different jumbled mess, and you're going to spend a ton of time trying to put it in the right columns and get it into a mail merge that's usable and makes sense to you. And First American does this all for you.
Mm-hmm. You know what else I hear a lot of people talking about? They get this stuff and their way of around a way to save money, quote unquote, is hiring a VA to do it. Well, that's great, but the money that you spend on the VA, having them try to sort it and figure it out. First of all, you got to understand it before you give it to a VA. How many hours is it going to take a VA when you could have just done it yourself in 2 hours?
We have a podcast coming up. That's this exact topic.
I know.
Why would you, you know, there are certain tasks that you need to hire a VA for, and there's certain stuff you need to do yourself. And
correct.
I'm not going to give it away, but I bet you can guess what I think
exactly
about data.
Thank you.
I think we answered that.
I think we did also. So what's the show about?
Yeah. What is it about? Oh, how much time does it really take? You know, does it take to start up a company?
I don't know. Week, 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
Well, let's think. This is good. How long has Land Academy taken?
I'll tell you, I look back on any company that I've started or purchased actually, and how much time it takes to actually become successful and cash flowing and kind of sit back in your chair and say, okay, and it, you know, it's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
How much time does it take to get cash flow coming in with this, with our specific model? In a week.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, if you do everything right, a week, if you do everything wrong, like a month.
Right.
So everything for me starts as a side business, and then you really kind of see as it goes, is it going to replace your main income?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, with our program, the land program specifically, and the way that we provide the data, man, we just take all the headaches out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine if you started this and you didn't know where to get anything?
Right.
If our competitor, I forget about our competitor. There are other people talk about the concept, and some people like us tell you exactly what to do.
Well, you know what I think about?
Or how we do it anyway.
I look at it this way. We are actually almost like a franchisor. We are actually mm-hmm. helping people start their own versions of what we do.
Yeah, I never thought of it
with their own name on it and everything. We're giving them all the equipment. Say it's like a pizza place. We're telling them where to go buy the pizza ovens, how much to spend.
You're exactly right. I didn't thought of
that. You know, all of the secrets. Here's what your logo should kind of look like. You know, dream it up.
You need a website. Here's where to go to get it.
It's a whole roadmap or checklist, whatever you want to call it. That's kind of what we're doing right now. I know the topic is really how much time does startup take, but
right.
So, I mean, I'm watching some of our members and man, they're up and running pretty darn fast. You know, it's weeks to months that they are turning a profit.
Right.
And so, I mean, when do you think you're safely out of the startup phase?
Well, for land to buy and sell land, mm-hmm. I would say you're out of the startup phase when, and there's a moment for everybody who works by themselves now or for themselves. You're sitting at your desk at work going, you know what? This is not what I should be working on. Oh. You know, I have so much other stuff to do on my side business. Right. I really need to. I probably could make 70 or 80,000 bucks if I get these deals complete.
Right.
And you have that kind of like warm feeling.
Right.
It's happened to me several times in my life.
Exactly.
So that's when I think the startup's over. And it varies for everybody.
Right. Okay, that's
cool. It's a roundabout way of saying, please don't quit your job. Don't do that. But you'll know when it's ready.
Well, part of it is I was thinking ahead of before we met. I had to spend some time on this before we did the show. You know, I'm thinking.
You put some thoughts together before we did
this show. I do before every show. You make it sound like a guy come rolling in.
What happened?
From a nail appointment with a latte in my hand and my hair windblown from the top down and just roll in and put a headset on and go.
That's exactly what happens.
It's not exactly what happens. I do spend time.
All the work. And you come in and you're like an actress.
I do spend time on the topics.
You look good. You sound good. And then we turn the mics off and then you turn around and leave.
Okay. More than half of that is true, but I did spend some time on topics. You make it sound like I do no time. I do spend some time on the topics and I have come up with some of these, but what I was thinking before this is, it's important to when you're doing this and you're in startup mode, how much time do you have to commit? You need to really think about that, plan it out. You know, of course, the more time you commit, the faster it's going to go. So if you are single and they have no kids and no pets and a little one-bedroom apartment.
In your parents' basement.
You know, and you have your day job. And then when you're done with your day job, you race home and you dive into this, you're going to get there a lot faster. That's just a fact, and that's okay. So dating will come later. Don't worry.
What if you got a job that, you know, when I was in college, I always looked for a job. I had a job at a coffee shop, and I got there. I had to open the place. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning. And once it was open and everything was turned on, there weren't a lot of customers. I just sat there and did my homework.
Oh, I'm sure that happens. What if you got
a job like that and just worked on a side business?
I would look for a job like that.
Yeah, me too. That's what I mean. If you're not, especially if you're living in your parents' basement or your buddy's couch or something.
What if you're somewhere and all you have to do is answer the phones? And when you're not, you know, you just answer the phones. Maybe you're just, you know, something like that. That's not crazy.
Yeah.
And you could be working on your side business. Wouldn't that be hilarious? That's a funny, you're the receptionist. And the next thing they know, you split and you open up you rent the office next to them or something funny.
Right.
So, cause your business is now, you know, off and running.
Right.
Hilarious. So my other thought about this is, thinking about a startup and timing. Do you have a good game plan?
You have to plan everything.
Really
out.
Need to.
You can't
monthly goals.
Neither one of us are, let's wait and see how this happens kind of people.
It's true.
So I really think you got to plan everything out. I mean, I don't think over plan, but I think take a piece of paper and put some Roman numerals on it and say step one is, and we do that. I do that in the cash flow from land education program mm-hmm. for you with all the, and all the typed materials and stuff are in there too.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think you need to write it down for yourself, your version of it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you? Like taking notes in a class.
You do.
Your interpretation of it.
What we're really good at too is reassessing often. As things mm-hmm. are working, okay, that stays, that's moving forward, you do that. This is not working, I'm going to dump that and swap this.
Is there anything about our little startup that we're in right now where you're saying, oh my gosh, we got to stop doing that. I really misjudged that. That was a bad idea. Like in Land Academy specifically.
You know what? I actually have one.
And the counterpart is there anything that's like, oh my gosh, this, I overlooked this. This is awesome.
Yeah.
Everybody loves it. So what are your two?
Well, my one that I overlooked in the beginning, which we all teach and tell everybody now, you know, ahead of time, be ready, which is social media.
Oh, you know, I overlooked that too, Jill.
I did not fully understand.
Why, because it works so well.
It
works so well with Land Stay, and it always has. I don't know why we overlooked it for Land Academy. I really did too.
So, and we're still, I'm still beefing up. If anybody listening is a social media pro, I've tried to hire that. I can't even hire that. It's something you have to learn. But,
so I just got done before.
We're building
this.
It up.
I'm sorry. What's the good one? The flip side.
Oh, what's the good one? What was the question again? What's something that worked really, really well and I had no idea?
Yeah, like you didn't, you know, you, exactly.
Oh, it worked really, really well and I had no idea. Word of mouth.
Yeah.
Word of mouth. How do you say that? We've grown organically.
Yeah.
And without trying. And it's just a wonderful result, I think, of who we are and what we do and what we teach. So I didn't, that's saved me in other ways because I have got plenty of members and customers and everything because of that. So what's yours?
I, by leaps and bounds, I had no idea, the effect of the positive effect that a success plan would have.
Ah.
That was maybe your best idea ever. And I'm giving you 100% credit on that.
Thank
so what you. Happens is Jill's on the front line. She talks to customers and potential customers and stuff all day. And they ask her stuff. Well, you know, that's how we came up with Data to Doorstep because everybody was saying, well, how do I get the data? Where do I get the data? And then when we would tell them, go over to First American Title and call this guy and tell him that Jill and Steve sent you and, get the data. And so everybody was coming back saying, this guy doesn't understand. The salesperson doesn't understand. Land Academy. And so I would have a weekly call with this guy. His name was Teague, I think, or Tager. I don't remember. I'm telling, Jill's kicking me under the desk.
I am like, don't throw anybody under the bus.
Yeah. He just didn't get it.
No, they just didn't get it. That's okay. Didn't understand what our needs were for our people.
Because the vast majority of people were calling in, that call him as a salesperson.
He thinks we're
buying
realtors.
Data for houses. Yeah.
Right.
For realtors for houses.
And that's
which, by the way, you can use our data.
Exactly.
For that
too. That's just going to say the
We're
same thing.
We're going to launch that program too.
Yeah, the broker program is coming.
So, but no, Success Plant. Success Plant, for, if you don't know, is our little community. It's a website, successplant.com, where all of our members, there's a free proportion area and a paid area where our members collaborate.
Mm-hmm.
It's an online community.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about buying and selling land and everything from, hey, I need a photographer in Colorado to, you know, I'm stuck on this part of downloading data. Can you please help me? So we have people, Jill and I have hired people and we're in there all the time, she and I, answering questions.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Success Plant for me was, I developed it and I did the site myself. I did it in 3 days while Jill was on vacation, literally. And it worked out great. Along the lines of the actress talent thing.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, here's my other thing about startup and how much time a startup really takes is, have you planned for issues? Because everyone, to quote my friend Steven here.
No, it's more like this. Everyone, stop. This is how this is going to go.
Exactly. Oh my goodness. That's really how he talks outside of this office all the time. Oh my gosh. But it's issues are going to come up. We like to call them speed bumps. Call them whatever you want. But things are going to happen. You need to be prepared for it. So be sure you build in a little bit of a cushion. You're going to be smooth sailing along. Your business is running. And then next thing you know, your credit card company processor they change their rules or something. Things happen.
Or they disconnected your credit card processing.
Right.
From your website. Which happened to us last week.
Yeah. So you just have to be ready. Roll with the punches and plan for those. I mean, literally plan for those because it's going to happen.
You know, those things seem so tragic when they're happening.
Oh, yes.
I mean, this is good advice for anyone who's starting a land business or any kind of business. They seem so tragic at the time, but then you look back and it's like, man, I learned so much from that. I know it sounds like a cliche, like your parents are talking to you, but, you know, you learn so much and then you just laugh about it and say, it was really worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me on this. If you are going through this right now, you're going to look back and say, you know what? That time was so much fun.
Mm.
You know, versus just like, it may have been a lot less profitable and financially stressful, but it's just fun.
Mm-hmm.
I get a kick out of this whole phase. I mean, mm-hmm. we're out of it. And with Land Academy, we're out of it. With Landstay, we've been out of it for 17 years, but.
Mm-hmm. It is fun when you're going through it. It's the excitement and the adrenaline and the all the stuff that you have to figure out. It is good. And then you feel so accomplished when you get figured out and you get past it. And you and I've said this often, all, you know, like, wow, how many people couldn't have figured this out?
Right.
You know, I'm sure there's 100 people that started down this path. Well, with the obstacle we just had, there went 50. Okay. Now there's 50 going down this path and something else can happen. You go, well, there goes 25 more. You know, there's a reason why some make it and some don't.
We have an ongoing, list of questions from members and non-members where they say, you know, really, can you really show me how to do this? And so I usually produce a 3 to 5 minute video,
mm-hmm.
go right in the screen and show everybody how I do it, post it on YouTube to help. So mm-hmm. we have a YouTube channel called, I think it's called Land Academy. It is called Land Academy. Tons and tons and tons of short little videos like I just described answering some of these questions that are member-based,
mm-hmm. customer-based. We have some property videos up there too, some of our stuff.
Yeah.
It's all there.
Hey, you want to hear two real world stories that I don't think we've talked about how you know you're successful?
Like talking
about a startup?
Absolutely.
So I had, we just hired a new tech guy. And so I have just a long list of stuff that I was waiting and waiting and waiting to find the right person. So we hired him and I said, please put up JillDeWitt.com and StephenButella.com. And he did. And it's a one page static site. With like links to Land Academy and podcasts and stuff and with each of our
resume,
our bios, you know, our history, company history. It was meant to just be a stage one.
Right.
Just, hey, if you Google or happen to Google our names, it might come up.
Right.
You know what the number 3 driver on site traffic is to landacademy.com? JillDeWitt.com and StephenButella.com.
Seriously?
Totally unintended consequence. Yeah, I'm not joking. I just checked it on Google Analytics.
Really?
Yeah. You know what the number one driver is?
What?
Success Plant.
I love that. I'm sure of that. That's awesome.
Number two, AWeber.
Huh. And number four because is AWeber?
Did I say two and three? Number one, Success Plant. Number two is AWeber from your hump day, Wednesday. Jill does a hump day special.
Yeah. I'm going to have a good one today.
On Wednesday, where she, you have to be a member. Mm-hmm. And if you want to be a member, go to landstay.com and get on that list. And it's called a Platinum Buyers List. And mm-hmm. she sends out a super special, ridiculously marked down property deal,
mm-hmm.
which is really what we're supposed to be doing for a living.
Exactly.
Instead of horsing around with Land Academy's podcast.
Exactly. This is fun. This is fun. Yeah, this is what we love.
We could never do Land Academy if Land Stay wasn't just killing it.
Exactly. Cool. What's your second story?
I don't know. I think I totally spaced on it. Hold on a second.
By the way, you're starting to talk like me. Did you know that?
Uh-uh. Wait, what?
Michigan's going out. The California's coming in. Woo-hoo!
Isn't that great?
Who says spaced? Do you say spaced in Michigan?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think that's
that an 80s thing?
Yes.
Oh.
I bit my inside of my mouth. I wasn't going to say 80s because I know you don't.
Oh, it's like, thank you. Well, because you're older than me.
Yeah. Let's just put it that way.
You are older than me.
Oh, and the number two thing is our sites, all of them, permanent. We had a fatal error for 6 hours yesterday. You know why? Our podcast permanently crashed because it's so popular.
I love that.
And that it was not planned for
everything at down.
All. This whole podcast it started because Jill and I were making audio recordings to answer questions.
Mm-hmm.
And people liked it. People have super low standards. And they actually listen to it.
Hey, speak for yourself, StephenButella.com.
So no, I to finish that topic, I migrated the site completely to a web hosting service, and it's no longer free. We have to pay, which kills me.
Oh my goodness. I think it's going to be just fine. And there, and then like
sites
those
are fine.
Those hurdles, that's another hurdle. Well, there went 10 people. So,
So here's my question, Jill, along the startup lines. I mean, have you ever gotten to a point where it's just, you're just reading a report in the morning. You're saying, Sally over here, you should maybe change this. Take a look at that. I'll be in Mexico.
Oh, do I want to be at that point?
No, have you ever been there?
Have I ever been there? No, I've never been there. I know you have.
Yeah.
I have not ever been there. I look forward to that.
If we didn't start Land Academy, we would be, that's where we would be. So which one would you rather have?
I like a version of both.
That's what I like too.
I like reading the part from the beach and doing the parts of the business that I love. That's what I think is the beauty of the level of what we're at and being an entrepreneur. And when you get going and you have people under you and your company's successful, you get to have other people do all the jobs that you don't want to do.
You ready for a surprise?
Tell me.
You know where we're going on Friday at about noon?
No.
Mexico.
Nice.
Which city? I'm not sure yet, but that's where we're going.
Okay.
Because everything's running great.
It is. Nice. Why wait till Friday?
I'll see. Do you know, hey, listeners.
Oh, no.
Have you ever lived with a salesperson? Everything's a sales pitch. I just told her we're going to Mexico on Friday. No, she wants to sell me something else. Let's leave early.
I just said, why wait till Friday?
You know what salespeople do on vacation? In the middle of the vacation, they plan for the next vacation.
Thanks.
It's a very unique relationship.
I think it's just people that love to travel. I don't think it's that. I just think people that love to travel do that.
We all adore you, Jill. Mostly me.
Thank you.
I win the Jill Adoration Award.
Thank you very much.
Hey, join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in land investment, Mexico, and in life.
That was fun.
It was.
That was really good.
Yet another episode of talking about a bunch of stuff that
has nothing to do with
what
we really want to talk about. Another episode off track. You know, I do like the...
These topics are important. I'm not joking.
I think we covered some good stuff.
You know, remember when you're in school and everyone's horsing around having a lot of fun and your teacher's like, all right, that's enough. We really need to learn this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that enough on this.
Do you know what's really cool about this? Speaking of being a teacher, I wish that we had this when we were in school, but Stephen and I just got tweeted from someone who took one of our classes. We did a stand-in.
Jill and I are teachers at substitute teachers for a
business course,
business entrepreneur course at college at a university here.
Mm-hmm.
That was a nice compliment.
Yeah.
I've never had that before.
I was looking through stuff and I'm like, oh my gosh, that person tweeted us about taking a nice, she made a cute joke about it too. I can't remember what it was. I'll have to go back and read it. It was an informative and entertaining, I think she said, class with us.
Did she tweet us?
She put our names.
But she tweeted, right? So how does that work?
She tweeted it.
I'm going to totally show my ignorance right now.
Gosh, I'll show you later.
She tweeted, but that she tweets. So when she tweets, it's all her people that are following her. Right?
No. When she tweets it, she has to put in hashtag. She put in hashtag Jill DeWitt, hashtag Steven Butala. And so people who then go look at the hashtags, they search that, then that comment will pop up.
Why don't we hire a bunch of people to hashtag our names all the time?
What do you think I'm working on?
I mean, legitimately hashtag our names.
And every time that you, post something, you should be hashtagging it that. Like I do. I hashtag the Land Academy.
You know how you space out when I talk about technical stuff?
Oh, no. This is yours?
This is when I space out.
Social media? Yeah, you do your eyes glaze over?
I get it. And I know why it's important. And it's responsible for the success we have. Dramatically responsible for the success we have in the land state, land company. But
it's very important.
I don't have a natural interest in it. Like I do with math and real estate.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.